This is the C3 News Show. Good morning, wonderful creatures of the Chaos Universe. It's day 4 of the R33 Nowhere. Well, it's sadly coming to an end, but let's do our best to enjoy the last day. There are still so many talks to discover and things to do in the 2D world. So, yeah. What will we do after this Congress? I guess there were so many talks that we will be quite busy watching all of them. Talking about talks, infrastructure and the 2D world, there is one team that was founded last year to started programming something quite interesting, I think, and they are already thinking on what to do when we can meet each other in person again. So Lindworm sat down for an interview with the Hub team.
Hey Jay.
Yeah, hi.
So I'm not very familiar with the RC3 Hub. Can you tell me what it's all about?
Oh, well, basically it's the component that integrates all the other stuff. It's more or less a component in the background. Which interfaces to all the other parts of the RC3. For example, the work adventure is more or less fed with data from us. Assemblies have sent their data, their maps, into our back office, where we interface with the map service, with the linting engine, which checks the maps for errors and unwanted mm-hmm. content and pushes them back.
So you're the octopus in the middle for could say.
Yeah, we are the octopus in the middle. The idea is that all the different parts only need to communicate with one part, which then does the translation for everyone else.
So how did this work out? You started last year to program that, didn't you?
Last year it was an quick thing. Okay, we need something which does the we have that work adventure we want to include, and how do we do that? And we need something where we can display the different events and so on. And the old wiki approach had its issues as well. And how do we do that? Okay, let's do something there. And it was a lot of duct tape.
Isn't it always a lot of duct tape?
Yeah, but this year it's a lot less duct tape. It's way better and more thought over. Especially the word backend is more thought over as well and can handle more stuff. And the integration is a lot easier than last year as well.
Did the team grow this year?
We started in August, September, and during that time we already started to look out for new team members, and right now the team is about 25-30 people, although not all of them are active.
Do you just live for this moment, or are you planning for the future?
We already have a lot of ideas to have a hybrid Congress.
That would be
to
nice.
Integrate the real world with it, to do 2D world. There's a lot of potential there, and if anybody out there has ideas, please send them in. We'd love to hear.
How can we reach you? Right now,
hub@rc3.world.
Thank you very much for this insightful talk, and good luck for the future. This sounds very, very promising. I hope to interview then you again.
Yeah.
See you.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you so much, Hub team, for all the work you do and for this really great idea. And you might notice that this version of the interview was a bit short, and you are right. We have a long version of it and we will publish it very soon. In the meantime, maybe think of ideas for the Hub team and just contact them. Well, so as I said already, it's the last day and it's really, really sad to see that. And because everything is better if you have a cocktail at your hand, Lucas created a morning cocktail for you.
The morning ingredients: tomato juice, vodka, Tabasco, Worcestershire sauce, salt, pepper, lime, celery. A shaker, jar, peeler, knife, juice press. For decoration, peel a slice of lime. Press the juice. Add tomato juice. Add vodka. Add the Worcestershire sauce and Tabasco. Spice with salt and pepper. And clean the bloody desk. Shake it on ice. And garnish with celery and lime peel. Cheers and goodbye.
Thank you, Lucas. Unfortunately, I ran out of vodka and wasn't able to recreate this cocktail, so I'm stuck with my magic coffee cup. But if you are already thinking about the after parties tonight, then maybe go back and watch our fourth shows for some cocktail inspirations. Talking about what to do next, here's the far plan for the next few hours. At 12:30, there will be a talk at Seabase called Kältefalle Bosnien, Bericht von Blindspots über die Lebenssituation, People on the Move im bosnischen Grenzgebiet. In a short talk, they will tell you all about what is happening on the Balkan route at the moment and reporting the reality of life of the people on the move and the activists in the Bosnian-Croatian border area. And there is a really cool workshop with Mitch Altman at 2 at the X-Hein. There you can learn how to solder with TVB Gone Bad kit. So if you are one of those people who don't know how to solder and are already scared because, well, in the present Congress, there is a lot of stuff like this going around, this might be your chance. Well, you know now maybe what to do in the next few hours. And while watching all those amazing talks, you might got a bit frustrated about the net political situation of the world, and you're thinking about what to do and you are angry and sad at the same time, I think one amazing thing we can do about this is donate to the medium that reports a lot of stuff regarding digital freedom, important issues surrounding the internet, society and politics, and show ways in which you can also get involved in digital freedom rights and openness yourself. And they also describe political changes of the internet through regulation and how net changes politics, publics, and everything else. Some of you might already know whom I'm talking about. It's of course netzpolitik.org, and they really need donations to get going and be as amazing as they are and have amazing journalists and good quality by their hand. So please consider donating for netzpolitik.org. And that's a wrap. That was the last morning show of this RT3 Nowhere, but don't worry, it wasn't my last show. There's still so much stuff coming your way, and there will be another news show at 2, which will be held by an amazing person. She is part of the news team since forever, like since we were founded last year, as I am. And well, she wasn't involved in shows this year, not because she hadn't had the time or wasn't part of the team, but because she was organizing and communicating all the stuff in the background. And yeah, stay tuned for this show, and there will be some surprises for you as well. In the meantime, yeah, have fun, explore the world, and If you have amazing ideas or Hackerspaces things, we always like to introduce Hackerspaces during the year. So shoot us an email or a DM on Twitter. I'm Khaleesi. This is a C3 News Show.